The Book Cottage used to be our neighbor right down the street. Then they moved, and they moved again. And Danny Denning is here from the Book Cottage. Let's talk about the history here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg.
You were right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You moved out into, I call it the suburbs of Vandercook.
Right, just down there across
the from... The old Albion Motors, wasn't it?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Right across from Bone Island Grill.
Yeah. Oh, that... Yeah, good mm-hmm. location.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sound
quick,
place.
Quick to lunch there. Mm-hmm.
Great food.
And then, you moved out to Spring Arbor Road.
So, that is correct, yeah.
That was about a year ago?
Yeah, just under a year. 4200 Spring Arbor Road. And we've got an awesome location out there that we've really grown into. And we've got more space. We host more booths, more people. We've really got our own little community inside of the Book Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And the building itself is awesome because we've got a place next door, and it's an event center, and we're able to host all sorts of things. And
so you've kind of fixed that up, and now what are you doing, Dan?
Yeah, we've really turned it up and turned it out. We're hosting all sorts of events for everyone. It's your dream event, and we want everyone to be able to like really have their part in turn any sort of party, any sort of get together into what they want. We provide chairs and seating up to 130 people for this place, and you're able to have family parties, meetings, weddings, bridal showers. I mean, the limit is your imagination, honestly, because we've got this awesome space, and we just want other people to like take advantage of it as well.
Yeah, are they doing that?
Yeah, people are. It's
we're just getting the word out.
But. Yeah, that's exactly it. We're still, like said, under a year, and we're just trying to let people know that we've got this awesome space. That I mean, as far as competitive wise, against other similar sizes and prices, it's really good. It's, I mean, unmatched, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, and we provide a lot of your own options. Like, you're able to provide your own catering. We don't have any sort of limitations as far as that. You're able to bring in your own food, your own decorator. Like, you're able to turn this already great-looking venue into, I mean, really your ideal location.
Mm-hmm.
With plenty of outdoor space even as well, small patio off outdoors, and open windows, plenty of natural lighting coming in. It's a good place to hang out and stay positive, honestly.
Is there a bar or kitchen or anything like that?
No kitchen. Just restrooms,
mm-hmm.
No kitchen, but yeah, like I said, you're able to bring in your own food or have your own caterer come in.
So how big an event are we talking about?
Solid size. Yeah, we provide...
100 and a half?
Yeah, yeah, 130, up to 130 people, mm-hmm. And obviously during these times, difficult being able to get enough people into particular size venues and locations, and... provide different style tables, you know, 8-footers and chairs, and you're able to decorate those as well if you'd like. But
so if you have an event coming up, I'm sure you've got a big calendar,
mm-hmm.
and you want to get your event on your calendar.
That's exactly right. Exactly. You want to host a party, have some friends together, family. Yeah, this is the place to do it. I mean, it's ideal. It's affordable. It's good sized.
Now, if somebody wants to come out and take a look, what should they just call you?
Yeah, you're able to give us a call. Yeah, we're just out at 4200 Spring Arbor Road. So 4200 Spring Arbor Road, right next to the Book Cottage. Like I said, it's the same building.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make sure that people become aware of this awesome space. And...
You said you've been doing a lot of work, outside?
Yeah. Just had...
Landscaping.
That is correct. Ton of landscaping work. We're really turning it out to be something ideal and pretty. Something that you'd be able to do, have some fun things outside as well. This side patio. Plenty of space.
Plenty of parking there?
Yeah, plenty of parking. it's really opened
up. You don't
want
to park on Spring Arbor Road.
No, you don't want to park on Spring Arbor Road. This is probably not going to work out too well. I don't know how. I mean, turn your hazards on and hope is about it.
Right.
But no, we've got plenty of parking. We've got a large parking lot out front, and then we've turned this whole side area into good-sized parking. And so for all of your friends, all of your family that you're going to have all these events for, yeah, they've got a place to hang out and stick around. You're not going to park themselves in or anything.
Mm-hmm. So the Book Cottage, tell our listeners about that aren't maybe aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, the Book Cottage is this place we've been open now for just about 8 years, and we sell new and used books. Like I said, with the booths, we host like 50 booths in the back portion of our store where different vendors are able to sell antiques, collectibles, handmade goods, knickknacks, whatever they feel like selling. And we host different kinds of events like flea markets, craft shows. We've got a animal shelter, fall festival fundraiser. We host every year, actually. It's typically called our Shelter Success Saturday. We've really turned it up this year, and it's our fall festival for the fundraiser. We're always raising money for the animal shelter, and it's got all sorts of fun things like, you know, silent auction and raffles, funny stuff because it's a dog stuff. I mean, everyone brings their own dogs. The animal shelter brings dogs, pets that you're able to adopt. We've got dog costume contests, food that you can eat, music, and plenty of kids' activities. I mean, it's for the family. It's for your friends. It's a really good time.
Are people still reading books?
I feel like anytime that you're having a conversation with anyone about books, almost every time someone says, "I should read more. I should read more books." You're aware of what you should do. You want to read more books. Come in. Yeah, people are still reading books, and people are still hanging out together, and that's kind of what you're able to do at the Book Cottage and at these kinds of venues and events. You're able to hang out with other people that also read books. It's like, hey, you do this thing too. It's like, yeah, I also am reading books, flipping the pages.
Quit reading your phone and read a book.
Right, yeah. Stick out of this little trapped box you got and read a book. Try to.
So when is this fundraiser for the animal shelter?
The fundraiser, the fall festival is October 16th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that should be a great time.
And you have
even more events.
Fairy festival.
As far as craft shows, flea markets, this fall festival, we've got the fairy festival as well. This is October 9th from 1 to 4. And fairy festival is something where we've got fairy princess coming in. We have a live unicorn that we had the last time as well.
No.
I swear.
No.
It's a live unicorn. It blew my mind. I didn't know that it was possible.
Where do you find one of those?
It's a secret and I can't tell you, but it's awesome and it's incredible and I'm not hyping it up. It's you got to see it to believe it.
How about Puff the Magic Dragon?
We might have Puff the Magic Dragon. We might even have a dragon guarding some treasure. There's a treasure chest hunt for kids. I mean, this is big time, obviously, family and kid event for this fairy festival. And it's a great time. You're going to have some sort of guard to take you on this journey to search for treasure. And it's not just for the kids. You're able to come out as well, have some entertainment, pick up some cool mystical magic, fairy market, and crafts are going to be there. And it's free admission. It doesn't cost anything to get in. So it's a great time to bring the family to and see a real-life unicorn potentially a dragon.
Wow.
Greg says a dragon.
Well, I don't know.
Greg's got the knowledge of dragons, apparently.
I don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference between a dragon and a unicorn?
One has a horn.
Right. That's about the only difference. one blasts like napalm. But
so how many books do you have over there?
All the books in two.
Have you counted them?
No, I haven't personally walked around with one of those old-timey clickers and counted the books. But, I mean, we've got genres on genres and rooms on rooms of books. And, I mean, you're able to, you're going to find whatever you want. And if not, we're able to order anything as well, new or used. We go through two different wholesalers, so we should be able to get it at a better rate than you'd be able to find it online. Hopefully sooner as well.
Yeah, but you know, bookstores are, we used to have a ton of them around here, and they're becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah, very niche, very niche.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously with being able to, I mean, you're talking about it, people on their phones, people not spending, honestly, enough time reading. It's a good thing, good habit that you definitely want to push. It's, who's that? There's a great quote credited, there's no difference between the person who chooses to read or who can read and chooses not to read versus the person who can't read. And that's always pushed me, like, when I heard that, wow, if I don't read, there's no difference between not being able to. So definitely capitalize on that and read.
So if somebody has something coming up, mm-hmm. they want to call you. Mm-hmm. They want to come out and look at the venue. Mm-hmm. Do you have a number they can call?
You're able to call the Book Cottage, absolutely. And
you forgot the number.
Hi.
Doggone you, Danny. I hate to make these questions too difficult for you.
I know, these hard, high-level questions.
My goodness.
What? How can someone contact you?
You're going to get on the B list, brother.
Well, obviously, with a simple number, keep your pens out. Here it comes.
Here
with
you go.
Pen and paper. Here it comes. I got
your crayon.
Yeah, with markers, write it on the wall. I've got 1-248-228-5333.
That's too many numbers.
That was so many numbers. I don't know how you're going to...
Are you kidding me?
Crayons and markers? I hope you wrote it on the wall.
You don't have a phone number?
Because I don't know how... That was beyond a zip code. That was...
How about a website?
A website. We actually don't have a website.
Really?
No, we're old school. We sell books.
I think you need a website.
Yeah.
Especially for your venue.
Put it together and be able to keep together schedules. And
well, if we get a phone number, we'll pass it along.
Yeah. I had it. It was there. It was 22. it's there. But it's a long one. But yeah, we're at the same or in the same building as far as location. 4200 Spring Arbor Road. And yeah, you are able to give us a call at that extremely long number, 248.
Or just stop by.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Just stop by.
Look on that phone that I was just talking smack on.
Just before you get to the highway on Spring Arbor Road.
Just before. We're the very, very
first. Danny, thanks for flying out here today.
Greg, you're the best. Thank you again.
Take care.
So much for having me.
Take care.
Awesome.